AccuWeather forecast, going to be partly cloudy, warm and humid today, high around 88. Gateway Technical College may have found itself a workable location for emergency vehicle driver training. 8 acres in the far southeast corner of Kenosha Regional Airport, though nothing has been formally presented yet. It got a warm reception at a meeting of the Kenosha Airport Commission and Alderman Steve Bostrom, the group's chair.
Personally speaking, I think this is fantastic. I couldn't think of a better use for, that part of the airport. And certainly if it can help out, an institution as fine as Gateway, then again, win-win-win-win-win.
The search for the new track began several years ago to replace the empty parking lot now at the old Dairyland Dog Track site. A voter referendum to fund a new track failed, and more recent proposals included some empty land at UW Parkside, but that also had neighbor objection. More discussion this week by the Burlington Common Council and Committee of the Whole about a traffic problem at Milwaukee Avenue and Pine Street that needs fixing. Drivers wanting to turn left but holding up through traffic. Stephanie Olson with the consulting firm Traffic Analysis and Design responded to Mayor Jeannie Hefty that restrictive signage could always be established.
You certainly could on your sign say, no left turn from, I think you mentioned lunchtime was a problem down there. You could say, 11 to 2, or you could say 3 to 6. That's pretty normal to put on a peak hour restriction to the no left turn.
Alderman Tom Voss said it seems there's really no good fix to this intersection.
And I say to myself, if I go through there 20 times in a day and two people turn left, that caused the traffic to back up. If we were to put a sign, whether it's lit or it's not lit, would it cut it in half? Because I don't know that there's any other answer to how we address it. I mean, we don't have room to put a turn lane in. We're kind of somewhat restricting it by putting the sign up there.
The possibility of a sign restricting left turns to certain hours of the day still on the table when the discussion ended, but with the alderman also requesting a more detailed traffic count to help in the decision-making process. The possibility of the Milwaukee Bucks and a new developmental league team being located in Racine has led to discussion about a study of tying an arena to what appears to be a development project for downtown. Nothing specific, however, to this point. Mayor John Dickert starting the ball rolling on talk about Racine and the hunt with five other cities for this D-League team beginning with the 2017-18 season. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, meanwhile, talking to the Finance Committee about an arena study that would require some county dollars. He initially called it simply a potential major downtown development that needs to be studied, and that's why he's requested money out of contingency, which the county board will have to decide.
That study is $4,500. I think it's important that the county board has the chance to look at that study when weighing in on a decision of this magnitude.
No mention made of any specific location for a potential arena and or business development, though. The mayor only talking about it in generalities, just trying to get the team. We're seeing one of at least two of the cities without an existing facility. County Executive Delagrave, by the way, to hold his next community listening session next Wednesday, August the 10th in Union Grove at the Village Hall on 15th Avenue, starting at 4 p.m. No appointment necessary. Any county resident can stop in, talk with the exec about any county-related issue. And the State Broadband Office of the Wisconsin Public Service Commission announcing a high-speed internet access demand survey. The goal to help state planners and policymakers better understand consumer demand for internet access in the state. The survey is at www.psc.wi.gov/broadbandsurvey.htm or just call toll-free 877-360-2973. The Union Pacific Railroad will start to repair three crossings in the city of Racine as of next week. The first project will close Gould Street from North Memorial Drive to Douglas Avenue as of Monday and then through Thursday. Traffic will be detoured over to Yount Street during those repairs. The railroad will also fix the crossing at Washington Avenue in the Uptown area, which sees hundreds of vehicles every day, along with the infamous DeCoven Avenue location. That site requires much slower travel speeds for fear of damaging a vehicle going over the hump. Dates for those projects have not yet been set. New report out from the U.S. Department of Justice that says domestic disturbances were the type of call that was most commonly tied to line-of-duty deaths of police officers based on more than 600 incidents all around the country in which officers were killed. This is Jim Palmer with the Wisconsin Professional Police Association.
Through this point last year, we're 71% higher this year than last year in terms of the number of officers that have been shot and killed. Nearly one-third of all the officers that were killed over the five-year period of the study were alone at the time of their deaths.
Study says having two officers on the scene is the safest policy, along with providing additional training for dispatchers when it comes to coordinating responses on high-priority calls. New federal rules on tobacco and smoking take over next Monday. The Food and Drug Administration, with the authority over products including e-cigarettes, cigars, water pipes, and pipe tobacco. The FDA will also regulate nicotine gels and certain dissolvables. The new rules will have particular impact on retailers, prompting the agency to issue flyers about information on its website explaining all the rules. And hunters looking to get ready for another Wisconsin deer hunting season, embrace new traditions. You can join the DNR and staffers for a live chat at noon today, along with additional discussions coming up this month and in November. Each of the chats begins at noon online, dnr.wy.gov. Look for the search keyword expert. GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump says he's not ready to endorse House Speaker Paul Ryan in the Republican 1st Congressional District primary next week. That led Ryan's opponent Paul Nehlen to speak out.
It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. It's hard to disagree with the fact that Ryan's efforts to undermine the Republican nominee, who he pretends to have endorsed, is exactly the kind of two-faced, dishonest politics that represents what's wrong with Washington today.
While acknowledging Trump's hesitation to endorse Ryan does not necessarily mean its support for him, Nehlen says it shows where Ryan stands in the Republican Party.
What Ryan is doing is unseemly and is selfish. Paul Ryan is only about one thing, Paul Ryan. But his act is wearing thin, his smirk has grown old, and his mask has been pulled off.
A spokesperson for the Ryan campaign issued a statement that says neither Speaker Ryan nor anyone on his team has ever asked for Donald Trump's endorsement, and we are confident in a victory next week regardless. Trump's running mate Mike Pence announcing he will fully endorse Ryan in the August 9th primary. The threat of legal action over the controversial Highway V water and sewer project through Mount Pleasant to Caledonia had always come from a vocal group of residents on that roadway in Mount Pleasant. But the first lawsuit is from a Caledonia resident, Todd Dombrowski. He says the project will offer him no benefit, so he shouldn't have to pay for it through assessment. The lawsuit notes that Dombrowski has over 2 acres, for which he has a well and septic system, but his assessment would be over $30,000 with a water and sewer project out of a total of $1.3 million for the 15 affected property owners. The Racine Zoo has announced a couple of new additions, a female Andean bear, also known as a spectacled bear, due to the white or lighter color rings around the fur of their eyes, has joined the zoo's male Andean bear. Nerija, which means no ears, comes to Racine from the Metro Park Zoo in Cleveland. These bears are native to South America, living in forests, grassland, and scrubland areas. The zoo has also welcomed Ashton, a tawny frogmouth from SeaWorld in Orlando. He's a nocturnal carnivorous bird that snacks on small mice and crickets and worms. Tawny frogmouths are native to Australia. He can be seen in the Walkabout Creek exhibit, which is right near the main entrance to the Racine Zoo. The Finance Committee of the Racine County Board backs a request from County Executive Jonathan Delagrave to transfer $100,000 from contingency for the county's cost for hauling used concrete from Waukegan to Mount Pleasant and the bluff erosion problem, but also a handful of studies on different possible projects, though not all the money may get used. The concrete haul, something Delagrave felt was needed to be done to protect infrastructure that was in danger in that area from erosion.
So at the most, it would cost the county $35,000. I'm hoping it's going to be more like $17,500. After it's all said and done. So we brought this concrete up partially already at the amount of, I believe, $12,000. There would be another load coming in about 2 weeks. It'd be a few more truckloads than the first load, but like I said, we'd cap it at $35,000.
Supervisor Janet Dernberg spoke against it, said it's not the county's responsibility and it would set a precedent. Supervisor Bob Miller felt it was a prudent move, noting the county exec also had reached out to the state and federal governments on any help that might be available.
As the big unit of government that we are, we have some responsibility, and in a case like this, I don't have any heartburn. In fact, I think it's good for us to participate. Will it lead to other things? Only if there's a really serious situation like this is.
Only Supervisor Bernberg voted against the money to cover the concrete hauling cost. She supported the money toward the studies needed on the Burlington Services Center and a future site, the Rails to Trails Initiative, where to locate mental health services, and a study about an arena and development project in downtown Racine. The basketball player who scored the very first basket in Dallas Mavericks history in the NBA, Abdul Jilani, died yesterday at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Medical Center in Racine at the age of 62. October 11, 1980, Jilani scored a bucket early in the Mavs' inaugural game, the very first 2 points for the expansion team. Jilani, born Gary Cole in Tennessee, made a name for himself collegiately at UW Parkside. He was an All-American on teams that played in the NAIA. Since retiring in 1989, Jilani struggled with drugs, alcohol, even homelessness at various points, but there were attempts also to turn things around. And Governor Walker today presenting an official proclamation recognizing this as Coast Guard Day here in Wisconsin, recognizing all the units, stations like in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Sheboygan, Two Rivers, Green Bay, Sturgeon Bay, Washington Island, and in Bayfield. Racine County's newest circuit court judge, Mark Nielsen, taking the oath before family and friends and coworkers, old and new, this afternoon in the fourth floor ceremonial courtroom at the courthouse. Actually, he was sworn in earlier this week, but the ceremony had to wait until today. Nielsen, who resigned as the city of Racine's municipal judge last month, is replacing Judge John Jude, who retired. The executive committee of the Racine Common Council has a closed-door meeting tonight at City Hall, but with the agenda not really explaining much of anything about the topics for discussion. One item is whether to start litigation toward the enforcement on a home loan for $800,000 made years ago to Main Lake LLC, which dissolved. The city's consulting attorney initially said that the city would not be able to recoup the money. New City Development Director Amy Conley pointing out that the documentation and lending practices from that era no longer are used in favor of more stringent rules. Meanwhile, the other discussion is to be an unmentioned item that the agenda says qualifies for a closed session because of competitive or bargaining reasons and which would otherwise be compromised. Nominations are being accepted for the Racine County Workforce Development Board's Apollo Award. This recognizes the accomplishments of a new and innovative Racine County business or a business team. Nominees have to be achieving success in introducing or producing new products, businesses, or services with a unique approach to it. They also have to currently contribute to the economic growth of the county and have a plan in place for sustained long-term success. Nominations have to be submitted by September the 23rd to Racine County Workforce Solutions at the Dennis Kornwolf Center on Taylor Avenue. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan is scheduled to speak during the opening ceremonies for the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life at UW Parkside Friday evening. More than 1,500 cancer survivors, caregivers, and volunteers, and members of the community will be a part of that event, the world's largest fundraiser ever to fight cancer. Following the opening ceremonies, which begin at 6, survivors will take the first lap around the outdoor track to celebrate their victory over cancer. Then at 9 p.m., it's the Luminaria Ceremony, candles placed inside of personalized bags to honor and memorialize those who have faced cancer. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.